Members of the Garnet Valley Agri-Tourism Association and others from the community of Summerland are preparing to raise money for a legal challenge against a decision to approve a gravel pit operation. On October 1, around 100 people attended a meeting at the Summerland Legion, organized by the association. The Garnet Valley Agri-Tourism Association, made up of businesses in the area, has earlier raised concerns about the effects of the gravel pit on their businesses and on the area. The application for the gravel pit, at 27410 Garnet Valley Road, was presented in December 2023. The location is close to several homes and agri-tourism businesses in the Garnet Valley area. Thomas Tumbach of Local Motive Organic Delivery and Low Waste Market said the businesses and residents near the site were not contacted about the mine application. "It is completely appalling that we weren't even consulted," he said. "This is not democracy, this is a dictatorship." Scott Hazelton of Grape Escapes Guesthouse said the gravel pit site is within view of the guesthouse. "We want to protect the valley and the residents who live here," he said. Don Gemmel of the Trail of the Okanagans said Garnet Valley Road is an important cycling route in Summerland and the Trail Project, a concept to have a cycling route connecting Okanagan communities, would require the road as part of its system. "Cyclists tell me Garnet Valley Road is one of the best rides," he said. He added that the trail network would bring an economic benefit estimated at $50 million once the trail is completed. Bob Sartor of Solvera Winery said the open-pit gravel operation does not fit in with the area. "It's incredulous. It's alien to that ecosystem," he said. Steve Lorney of Garnet Valley Ranch and the Garnet Valley Agri-Tourism Association said the businesses in the area have invested tens of millions of dollars into the area. Their investments are at risk if a gravel pit becomes operational. In addition, he said those living adjacent to the property could see their property values drop by 40% if the gravel pit becomes operational, while those within 3 kilometers could see a drop of 10 to 15%. In response to the province's decision, Lorney said the Garnet Valley Agri-Tourism Association is considering a legal route to challenge the decision and the way it was made. The Agri-Tourism Association has created a GoFundMe campaign to raise money for the legal challenge.